Monday.
Sleep in quotation marks was called.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're continuing in the Rambam. We're on Perek Hamishah Asor, Chapter 15, Halacha Aleph, Law 1, in the Masnaim, in Hilcha Shabbos, in the Masnaim text on page 268 and 269. This first halacha is going to be one that's been referenced from a couple chapters ago. Oh, you don't have Rambam? Oh, you don't come with him? Okay, because we should have some extra ones. I think the one on the top right up there. I'm sure that's somebody's. So I'm sure they won't mind if you use it. So, and we had this, we brought this halacha out from an earlier perek, and this is an important chiddush of the Rambam that now is going to be the main source of it. Oymed Adam Rishus HaRabim, a person can stand in a public domain, and while he's doing that, umetaltel b'rishus hayochid kula, and he can move items throughout a private domain. In other words, you're standing in the public domain over here, okay, and you're moving this tape recorder.
So his feet are squarely in.
Your feet, your body is in the rishus harabim, and you're extending over into rishus hayochid, and you're moving this item all throughout the rishus hayochid. You could do that. Now,
that's mutar.
A person could do this. Yes. Now we will see in the next halacha there'll be certain items that we won't allow you to do that if we're concerned you may move them from the rishus hayochid and put them into the rishus harabim. But we'll learn that later on. And similarly, the reverse. For oymed rishus hayochid, you can stand in the rishus hayochid umetal the rishus harabim, move things around the rishus harabim. Just the reverse. However, there's one important condition, but you cannot move the item more than four amas in the Rishus Harabim, in the second case, because then it's a problem of moving something four amas Rishus Harabim. In other words, if you're standing in the Rishus Harabim and moving something Rishus HaYochid, there is no proviso of the four amas, right, because you can move Rishus HaYochid all throughout Rishus HaYochid. But in the second case, where you're standing Rishus HaYochid, and Karen Shus HaRabim, it's okay, but provided you're keeping it within four amas, because then more than four amas would be a problem in and of itself in Shus HaRabim. You can't go more than four amas. Now, what if the im hotzi, and what if it indeed went more than the four amas? Still potter. Or, he's still potter. Why? Since he is in another Rishus. And this is the big chiddush of the Rambam that we said before, that even though the problem of carrying from one domain to another, or carrying in another domain, is only when you're in that domain. But if you're not in that domain, the Rambam's opinion is there's no problem after the fact of carrying even throughout the domain. All right, so the first point, the first halacha, if you kept it within four amas, then there was no problem to begin with anyway. You weren't transferring from one domain to the other. Let's get it straight. The first case, you're in Rishus HaRabim, and you're moving something in Rishus HaYochid, so there's no problem. Something's moving in Rishus HaYochid, so what's the problem? In fact, you're saying Rishus HaRabim, you haven't transferred it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, just manipulating something in Rishus HaYochid. That you can do all day long. There's nothing wrong with that. The second case is a trickier case. You're in Rishus HaYochid, and you're moving something around in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, if you keep it within four amas, there's still no problem, right? But now the problem is, what if it went more than four amas? That's clearly usur to do in a Rishus HaRabim. But here the Rambam's leniency is, since you're standing in the other Rishus, in that case, it's putter. Certainly, it's not something lechatchila to do. But putter, it would be allowed because you're not in that Rishus. There's a whole lot to talk about in this Rambam, but basically that is the position the Rambam holds over there. Okay, now the next case, I don't think we have this in a contemporary situation, but it's a similar idea, just applying it in different areas. V'chein adam omeid b'rishus hayochid, a person can stand in rishus hayochid, uposeach b'rishus harabim, and he can open a door in rishus harabim. So somehow he's moving the key in the rishus harabim to open the door, and obviously it's less than four amas, and that's okay. And the reverse as well, Rishus HaRabim, he can stand Rishus HaRabim, Pesach Rishus HaYochid, and open the door in Rishus HaYochid. That is also okay.
How could he be carrying something to open the door?
Let's say it was not near the door.
It was in a lock. It was in. It was
no, not in the lock. They're not okay. Moving anywhere.
Okay.
Well, let, let. Well, like a key.
A yeah. Key.
He's happy to be carrying a key with him in the Rishus Harabi.
He's in the other Rishus.
No, but he said the other way around.
Right, so he's not carrying it 4 amas. Let's say it's a couple amas away from the door.
Oh, like by a flower pot by the door.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Or by a windowsill near the door or something like that.
So what is that adding compared to
that? I really don't know what it's adding over there.
Isn't it that he's placed, it's like he placed it down though, isn't it? When he put it in the door, it's like he placed it.
But it was keeping it in one Rishus. He wasn't taken from Rishus to another Rishus. Remember, he's standing in Rishus HaYochid, and he's opening something in Rishus HaRabim.
So the key
was in the Rishus HaRabim the whole time.
Oh,
okay. So or he's in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's opening the door in Rishus HaYochid, but the key is Rishus HaYochid the whole time.
Okay.
So you could, in other words, what is the possible concern that we're not concerned with over here? Maybe if you're... let's try to think of what could go wrong. In all these cases, if I'm standing here and I'm manipulating something in another Rishus, what could be the problem? Well, I'm standing, let's say, in the Rishus HaYochid, and I'm moving something around Shurabim. It means I'm holding in Shurabim. What if I bring it back into Rishus HaYochid? Whoa, now I got major problems.
Right.
I transfer from one Rishus to another. So Rambam is saying, we'll qualify this statement next to Allah, but he's saying it's not a problem. Right? You understand why this should not...
If you do it, it's not a problem that you're likely to do it.
Well, it's you're allowed to do it, l'chet chila, and we're not worried that you're going to schlep it back into your domain that you're in, which would then be carrying from one rishus to another.
No problem with that.
Right. So maybe the case of the key, maybe a key you're more likely to put in your pocket afterwards, maybe.
Or, Rabbi, when you put the key in, if the door opens inwards, right, now you've moved the key from rishus harabim into rishus hayachim.
I don't know that door. It's hard to say what that door is.
Yes. But it's certainly going from one space.
Because he's just opening a door now. You're not carrying. It's not called carrying a key. It's in the door already.
But it's in your hand. You put it in the door.
That's it. That's it. It hasn't gone into another rishus yet. Now I'm opening a door. It's opening a door. Or maybe I'm taking the key out after you've unlocked it. Okay, maybe that's... The main problem is it's moving it to the door. That's the issue, and he's saying that's not a problem. Okay, now a similar case. Behema, you're feeding an animal now. So behema shayso ruba bachutz. Most of the animal is outside a stall, let's say. So the stall, let's say, is Rishus HaYochid, and outside the stall, let's say, is Rishus HaRabim, or whatever, maybe a Carmelis, whatever. But the animal, the majority of the animal is outside the stall, verosha bifnim, but the head, where it eats, is inside the stall. So now, osin also, you may feed the animal, right, a lot. Now, what's the concern? Maybe the animal will start moving backwards, and then as you follow to feed the animal, you'll be taking the grain out of the stall and into Rishus HaRabim. Because you're feeding him, so if he takes a few steps back, you're going to move a little further out, and he may go out of the stall. So we're not concerned about that. Ubagumel with a camel, then we're a little bit more concerned, and we insist that more of the camel has to be inside the stall. It has to be actually a rosho veruba bifnim. You need the head and most of the body inside the stall. Hoel v'tzavarach, since he has a long neck, if you only have the head, there's more likelihood the person will follow the neck of the animal. In other words, if it's the whole head is going out, then maybe you're going to be more careful. It's a long neck. You may follow it enough to get you into the Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, we insist that half majority of the body has to be in as well to not have any problems. Okay, similar types of halachas and halacha base. How about a person is standing in one Rishus, okay, and then, let's say, and then you extend your head into the other Rishus and start eating food that's in the other rishus and putting it in your mouth while your mouth is under the other rishus. You're standing over here, okay? You're standing over here in this rishus. You're putting your head into the other rishus and you're eating food in the other rishus.
The same drinking, but it's the same thing.
Or drinking, eating, you know, that, whatever. Doesn't matter. Okay, he says drinking. Okay, it's drinking. So what do you do? Gemara says, "L'yamud adam rishus ayachal v'yishu rishus rabim." You cannot drink liquids by when you're standing Rishus HaYochid and you're extended into Rishus HaRabim, or the reverse, Rishus HaRabim, you're standing Rishus HaRabim, Yishu Rishus HaYochid, drinking Rishus HaYochid. Can't do that unless Unless his head and the majority of his body is in the place where he's drinking, then we're not going to be concerned. What's the main concern? Right? If you're starting to drink and then you pull it in to the other rishus. You got a glass. Say you have a glass of water. You picked up the glass of water from the other rishus. You're drinking it. You're okay. But once you pull back with the glass in your hand, then you've transferred from one rishus to the other. That would be the concern. So therefore the Rambam says, we can't do this unless the majority of your head and your body is in the place where you're drinking. And then we would think that then you're not going to go back because the majority of your body is in there. But even that, it depends. But med, when is there a problem that we have to deal with at all? If he's drinking very nice, from very nice utensils, that he needs, and if it's a very nice utensil, then he might pull that into Jeshus, because he might want to keep it. Let's say it's a Dixie cup, or something like that, where he really doesn't need it. It's not such a beautiful thing. Then, right? So then we'll see. Then he's okay, even if he only has his head alone. We'll see. There's a second case too. I'm just trying to say this halacha because the second case is going to make things more complicated. But if the utensils aren't so special, that's not a problem. We're not worried you're going to pull the utensils in the other rishus. And therefore, even if only your head is in there, it's good enough. You don't need the head in the majority of your body. But now you're throwing in a second case that goes in the same clause. So that's number one. Oh, shahaya habor b'karmelis. So let's say you've got a boar. The guy's drinking from a boar, a cistern, and you're in a carmelis. So the guy's in a carmelis, and he's bending over to take water out of the cistern. So even though only his head is in the cistern, it's okay. Right? Aval pisha kelim noim, even if it's nice utensils, still machnis rosha bavad. He only has to have his head in, and that's all. If he shows him coming, he can drink in his place. Even though he didn't put his head in the majority of his thing. So let's go over these cases here. If you're in one rishus and you've extended your body into the other rishus, we say it's only allowed if not just your head. If your head, generally we say no. We're afraid if your head's there, you're going to pull back and you may carry. If you got your head in the majority of your body, then we're not concerned you're going to pull back. Now, when do we have such concerns where you have to have the majority of your head in your body? If either A, it's a very precious utensil, because then we're worried if you don't have most of your body in, you may pull it back into the rishus you're at. Or the other one is, even if it's a precious utensil, but you're in a carmelis and you're drinking out of a cistern, which would be a rishus hayochid, let's say, and then you're allowed even with your head only. Why? Because what's the worst that would happen? You're going to pull back. Well, what's the issur of carrying from a rishus hayochid to a carmelis? It's only to rabbanan. So now to say a double derabbanan, a double rabbinic, we're not going to do that. What's the problem? Maybe I'm going to pull it out. A. B. And if I pull it out, but even pulling it out is only rabbinic. Biblically, you can carry from a rishus hayochid to a carmelis. So in that case, even if it's an expensive utensil, you can still do with just your head. Not, you don't need the majority of your body. Because even if I pull it out, A, that's the first rabbinic concern, pulling it out. Even I did, it would only be rabbinically osur. So therefore, we don't put a double rabbinic to prohibit it.
In the other cases, what if you cup with your hands? Is that
cupping your hands I don't think that'd be any problem because there's no utensils that you're going to carry. Mm-hmm. You're worried you're going to carry the water with you? Probably not. You cup your hand, you're going to drink it right where you're at. You're not going to bring it all the way into Sarabim to drink it. That's not a very likely thing. Yes, sir.
Why wouldn't we be allowed to have a full amot?
Because you're going from one rishus to the other. Yeah. If you carry from one rishus to the other, even if it's less than an amma, even if it's 6 inches, if this is the borderline, and here's Rishus HaYochid, and I just take it and put it in the rabbin, you're usser. From one rishus to another is always usser. And all these cases are your body's in one rishus, your head's going into the other rishus. We're afraid you're going to bring it back into the other rishus.
So where's the four amos play in then?
It doesn't play.
In the earlier cases.
In the earlier case, if you want to move something around in Rishus HaRabim, as long as if you're in one Rishus and the other one, you're not moving from one Rishus to another, then you have four Amas. But if you're transferring, any amount is Osur. Okay.
If you were in Rishus HaRabim,
I'm sorry?
If you were entirely in the Rishus HaRabim, then you've got the four Amas issue.
Yeah, but by drinking, it's not,
No, I'm talking about the first
one. Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay, Gimel. Okay, So these were the easy cases. They get progressively harder as we go, okay? Okay, we'll get through this. Not every day is an easy day, right?
Carry on, Rabbi.
Gimel, yes. I made Adam Rishus Harabim. Let's say a person is standing in Rishus Harabim. Now, this is a case where there's like a pipe. A pipe that's got water coming through water. Oh, let's try it again. Got water coming through a pipe, and it's shooting out, and the guy wants to drink water from that pipe. That's the scenario we're dealing with over here. So we're going to deal with all kinds of scenarios. So the guy is in Rishus Harabim, and let's say you've got a house in Rishus HaYochid with a wall or whatever and a roof, and now you got a pipe coming off of it, and water is flowing out of the Rishus HaYochid and going into Rishus HaRabim. I mean, you got a little bucket in your hand or a big spoon, I don't know, and you're catching some of the water, and you want to drink that water.
So where's the end of the drain pipe and what?
All right, so that's going to be a whole discussion where it's at, and there isn't 100% clarity I would like to see in all these cases to be absolutely sure what's going on over here. That's what makes it a little tricky. So let's just look at every case one at a time. There's a number of cases here. Omed Adam Rishus HaRabim V'kolet Mina Avir Mina Mayim HaMakalchim Mina Tzinor O Mina Kosa. A person can stand in Rishus HaRabim. He's permitted to do this. And he can collect from the air. In other words, the water has left the drain pipe, so to speak, and it's in the air now, or even, right? And now you want to drink from that is flowing from a pipe or from a wall, and you can drink that. There's no problem with drinking that because, generally speaking, if it's in a drain pipe and things like that, it's probably, which he's going to talk about, higher than 10 amos. Okay, and it's higher than 10 amos, we already know, even if you're in a Rishus HaRabim, that is a muck. 10 tvachim, I meant. I'm dealing with sukkahs and this and that, amos and tvachim. This is crazy. 10 tvachim, thank you. So in other words, even if you're 10 above or below, it's not a problem. If you're 10 above, it's a muckum patur. So it's bechalal, nothing to talk about. It's a muckum patur. And even if you're below 10 tvachim, and it's a complete Rishus HaRabim, but he's not moving the water, per se. He's just catching the water and drinking it. It's not like he's carrying any water. Okay? So there's no problem. Even 10, above 10, below 10, there's no problem. So you got your bucket, the water's going into the bucket, and you're drinking it. It's not like you're carrying the bucket for amos or anything. So that's okay. However, here's where it gets tricky. Ubovad, but what you cannot do is shelo yiga batsinor, you can't hold on to the pipe, obakosel, or the wall, viyiklot mealbogabam. And then while you're holding on to it, to gather it from that, while you're holding that original pipe or wall that is connected to the Rishus HaYochid. Because then it gives, even though you're not doing it, but it gives the impression as if you're taking from the Rishus HaYochid, even though you're not really doing it, but it's awfully close to looking like you're doing that. Like you're holding the drain pipe that's connected to the wall, or you're holding the wall that the water is coming off of, and now you're taking the water. So you got like part of your body is holding the Rishus HaYochid, part of your body is the Rishus HaRabim. That's dangerously close to looking like a transfer, and therefore we don't want you to do that. Okay, that's what he's saying. So now what if you are, that's what he said, yes. So you shouldn't be touching that to bring the utensil closer to the, drain pipe. Okay? Wow. Well, now that, but let's keep going on. Vimnog, what if you did touch it? Right? So then it depends. If the item that you were touching was higher than 10, And it's within 3 to the roof of the Rishus HaYochid. And it's within 3, tfachim, what do we have? The rule of Levud. That means it's like it is part of the wall, the roof. And that would be considered Rishus HaYochid. Then harei zeh osur. It's prohibited lechatchila to do that. Because what does it look like? Shenimtza, it comes out. It looks like keoker, that you're pulling it off. Me'al ha'gag, shehu Rishus HaYochid. Taking it off from the roof, which is Rishus HaYochid. But it isn't really so. So if you did it, you wouldn't give a korban chatas, because it wasn't really doing it, but it looks a lot like it, because you're holding onto that pipe, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. So then it gives the appearance of doing that. So that's why it's usur lechatchila to do it. In other words, you let it fly off and catch it. That's fine. But if you're holding it, or even like, you know, and bringing your bucket near it, and you're holding it so it looks like you're transferring, even though you're not, that's why it's usur lechatchila. B'dievet certainly would not bring a korban chatas.
So what would your punishment be?
Nothing. Well, if they warned you, let's say makas mardis maybe, rabbinic lashes maybe.
But the problem with that is, it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just something
you might think. But it looks like that, and that the rabbis, you know, want to keep people far away. Once you're doing that, the other guy's figuring, what's this? I scoop the water right off the roof. Once you're that close, people are going to say, oh, look, Shmerel, he went, and he held onto the pipe, and he had the thing over here. Well, it must not be any difference. So I would just take my bucket and put it right on top of the roof and take it off. I mean, it doesn't take much of a stretch to say that already. So therefore, the rabbis say, stay off of that area. Don't touch it. If you don't touch it, it won't come to make any more mistakes. Keep your thing in your Rishus HaRavim. Let the water flow into it, and then that's okay. Once you're touching it, it looks bad. Let's say that Tzinor is going right out further, and it's Arba al Arba, where it's already, let's say, not on top of the Rishus HaYachin, it's in the Rishus HaRavim, but it's a very wide pipe. It's 4x4. So Bein Shoyat Tzinor B'soch HaSar, it doesn't matter if the pipe is within 10 Tfachim. It doesn't matter that. Bein shoy lemalam me'asar, even if it's higher than 10, v'kol b'menu mayim, you're taking water from that, harei zeh osur, you are osur from that, because that would be, since it's 4x4, what status does it have?
Karmos.
Well, or Rishus HaYochid, see, your English, interesting, your English commentary says Karmos, my Hebrew commentary says Rishus HaYochid.
What does it say in Hebrew?
I'm saying my commentary in Hebrew, It's not the same. He says it's a Rishus HaYochid. 4x4, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Right? And yours is saying it's a Karmelis. Maybe if it's 4x4, maybe higher than 10, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Maybe lower than 10, then it'll be a Karmelis. Maybe that's what the different commentators saying. But either way, it's a forbidden Rishus. It's not, and it's smack there. Right? So now if you're taking it from there, then that's Mamish Osir. You're taking it from one and bringing it out into the Rishus HaRabim. So now, that's if it's coming out of there. So why aren't you Chayiv completely? It says Osir, but you're not Chayiv a Korban Chatas. Why not a Korban Chatas? Because water isn't resting. Because it's moving. Since the water is moving, we can't say that you've uprooted it. If the water's sitting in a nice little pond and you scoop up some water, it's sitting around, we say you're picking it up and now you're putting it down. But the water's rushing, it's never been in a rested state. So even though you're taking it, we can't say you've literally uprooted it. It looks pretty much like you've uprooted it, but the water's been running anyway. So therefore, it's also lechachila, but the eved, it is okay. Okay, let's try one more halacha. Now, dalet, hey, and Vav and Zion is really one grouping. So we'll start with Dalet, and then we'll probably have to review it maybe on Monday. But let's just start. Okay, now this you're going to need, we're going to be looking at the picture on 272 shortly. Ziz Shlifnei HaChalon. We have a protrusion that's in front of a window. So you look in the picture on 272, he gets a balcony basically. Got a window or a door, whatever, an opening. That's A is the opening, B is the little balcony. The question is, can you carry from the house into the balcony, or more that, can you even carry in the balcony itself, and it's overhanging next to the house is the Rishus HaRabim. All right, that's the scenario over there. So what does it say? So Ziz, a projection, Shalifnei HaChalon, that's in front of the window, Yotze Ba'avir Sha'al Rishus HaRabim, that's going over the air, that's on top of the Rishus HaRabim. So now, all kinds of different scenarios. If this balcony was higher than 10 tfachim, mutter lihishtamish, you're allowed to make use of it. Meaning to say, you may transfer from your house to the projection, and that's not considered taking something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, even though the balcony is sitting on top of the air Rishus HaRabim. Now, he's allowed to be mishtamish alav. Why? Because we already know the rule. Shein Rishus HaRabim tofeses el asar tvachim. Rishus HaRabim only goes 10 tvachim high. And this is higher than 10 tvachim. So that's b'chalal not a problem. Lefikach, therefore, mutal yishtamish b'chol hakos. You can really make use of the entire wall any use of the wall, meaning to say, if let's say the balcony is a little lower or whatever, could use that whole wall on Asar Tvachim Tvachim until you get to the bottom 10 Tvachim. Once you hit the bottom 10 Tvachim, now that already is in the Rishus Harabim area, and that's already where people, it's considered part of the public domain, because people would make use of that area, which would seem to, we'll see in a minute, but it would seem that even, let's say your projection is four Tvachim by four Tvachim, right, just below an open window, but it's low enough to be used by people in the public domain, so then it's considered a Carmelis. And you could not carry it from your house into there because that's close enough to Rishus Harabim, since it's so low, other people in Rishus Harabim could make use of it. So that would not be allowed. But above would be allowed.
But if you have a first floor balcony, isn't that what you're talking about? Like, what if your balcony is just above the ground? That's the time. Is that?
Again, it depends. Because here it's like a mom is going right into the street. It's not like the kind of balconies we have where it's going over your front lawn. Uh-huh. I mean, this is like mom is your balconies are overhanging Bathurst Street here. Uh-huh. Right? So that's a bit of a difference. Uh-huh. Certainly our houses, it's not a problem. Like your balconies in your house is going to your front yard. So nobody is going to go from the street, from Ventura, and go walk on your grass and make use of your balcony. Here we're talking, it's mamish hanging right over the street mamish, right? So now you got the Rishus HaRabim hugging the Rishus HaYochid. So now it depends where that balcony is situated. If that balcony is low, then people in Rishus HaRabim could make use of it. So we can't say it's Rishus HaYochid. Can't say it's Rabim, so if it's a Carmelis. So you couldn't carry something from your house into that balcony if it's below 10 Tvachim, because it would be transferring to a Carmelis. But there's all kinds of provisions to this halacha, as halacha Hey tells us. Bamed, Vorma Murim, when do we say this halacha? That you are allowed to make use of this balcony when it's higher than 10 Tvachim. Here's an interesting knage. Only when there's one balcony going out, and only one balcony. What if there are two balconies coming out, one below the other? Or the commentaries add, even if they're side by side. But you're having two balconies coming out. Now, the next halacha, the next few words, is two ways to interpret how to make sense of this Rambam over here. So, but he's saying, so if there's one, that halacha is as we said. But if there's two of them, even they're both higher than 10. If the higher balcony in front of the window has an area of 4x4, then you can't make any use of it. Why? It's its own domain. And the balcony below it is another Rishus as well. And they will prohibit, the one balcony will prohibit the use of the other balcony. Because the people in the two domains cannot jointly use the one Rishus. So what in the world is going on over here? What is it they're talking about over here? So there's two different approaches to understanding it. So one approach is that these two projections coming out of the two windows, they belong to two different people who have not made an Eruv Techumen between themselves. Right. So here you got, it's apartment A and apartment B. And one guy owns apartment A, one guy owns apartment B. Now they got the balconies. So saying, what's the problem? Well, the problem is you couldn't carry from balcony A to balcony B because they didn't make their own Eruv Chatzeros. Since you already can't move from A to B, the rabbis will say you can't even move on the balcony itself, period. Because we're afraid you might take it down to the balcony. So they don't allow you to carry it at all. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that when there's only one projection coming out of your house, people in Rishus HaRabim will respect that one projection and won't fool around and fiddle around with your projection. But if you have two already, you say, the guy's got two. So you know what? We're going to make use of one of them, even if the second one is more than 10 tvachim above the ground. So once there's two and they know it belongs to one guy, they're going to use one of them. So that one effectively becomes like the Rishus Harabim, and therefore we won't let you carry even within your one, because we're afraid, since you think it's all your house, you're going to want to take it from one to the other. We don't even let you take it out to carry it at all. That's how far the halacha goes. Well, in general, you need to make an erev tchum in the apartment buildings.
But
you can't
carry. Do the second part.
Now, if you made it, that's it's two different interpretations. According to the first interpretation, if you made an erev chatzeres, it wouldn't be a problem. This halacha wouldn't exist. The second one is would exist even without, according to the second interpretation. Okay, we did two of them. So when we start on Monday, we'll have to just briefly recap because Vav and Zayin come back to that one as well.
When are we going to meet Monday?
Monday, same time. 9:30